Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Show your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
Oh, you know.
What are you guys doing out there?
There's an old man in here with us.
Watching golf?
Yeah. I mean, really, we are watching golf, so it does make sense that we've brought in a retiree, if you will, to
wow.
Watch golf.
No respect.
Well, no, he's not in charge anymore.
He is until 5 p.m. today. Can you turn on his mic, Buck? Would that be something that would be helpful?
There's a red light. Hey, look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Way to go, Ryan Buckley.
Well, I thought that the PD there would have the light in front
he's
of him, but I was wrong.
Thinking about Hawaii and yeah. California and yeah. places like that.
That man right there.
Who hired that jackass?
The man
Twice.
Behind the curtain, Jeff Baton Rouge,
yes.
in studio.
What's up?
Now, shamelessly going on every program. Like, I thought it was going to be special when we had him on, and it turns out he's just whoring himself yeah. out to whatever program will have him.
Brought to you by.
It's about time the fan had you on.
Yeah. Those golden pipes.
My God.
I've been holding back for the last, I don't know, if you'll recall, well, though, for a while there I was doing updates with you guys because I didn't think I had enough to do. So,
well,
there was
Is only, that right?
Yeah.
You don't remember Jeff doing updates?
No.
Well, there's only four of us here. That's the best part is that yeah. when Jeff came on board, the station was you, me, Swag, and then Jeff. There was four of us.
Well,
And I don't even know if Swag was full-time.
He was full time.
Was he full time?
Yeah, you three were the only ones. Rust was working part time. We had Tim the Man Monis.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite
Timmy
a cast.
Timmy Monis.
I actually
Timmy
got a text from Timmy the Man
yeah.
today.
He still listens.
Nice. Yeah,
he's character.
We still use a couple of his opens.
So Jeff Austin here, our longtime leader and program director, yeah. is retiring. Mm-hmm. He is done, and today is his last day.
That's it.
So we thought we'd have you in to talk about your time, how great we are.
And that's really the key.
And how great the state, well, and who you're passing the torch to. Yeah.
Well, I'm you not know. Divulging that. And, no. and frankly, I don't know.
I don't think anyone knows.
No. Nobody knows yet.
Yeah, but the fan's
that's
gonna
a Ryan Cooley call right there.
So when did you get here? You had two stints at the fan.
The first stint was in 97 and 98, just fairly brief, left because my wife, my fiance, was back in Salt Lake City making a lot more money than I was, and we got pregnant, so it was time to do something, and came back in 2008. First day was May 12th, 2008.
Yeah.
When
so
I
the
came back.
The first time you were here, so when did the station launch All Sports?
1990.
Okay. So yeah. you were So it was 7 or 8 years
old. Still in its relative infancy.
One of the first on the West Coast, right? Like
second.
Two, second.
We're the longest running all sports station on the West Coast because Extra in San Diego went off the air for a while.
Yeah.
And KNBR in San Francisco wasn't all sports for a while. They were doing Rush Limbaugh until I think about 2001. So we're the oldest.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah, how about
the
that?
The cheese, I mean, stands alone.
Well, listen, that's, man, right. This is a great radio station.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, if you're new to this station, you don't know the history of this station. A lot of really great talent has come through here.
Yeah.
And you've been a big part of that. You've been here for, so you said 2008. So there's
17 years.
Plus
yeah.
two
the
before.
Two,
I mean,
yeah.
20 of the, oh my God, what?
You're asking us to do
45,
math?
35 years?
35
of,
years now.
I mean,
45, 35.
Something like that.
Yeah. Sold.
You got to make it all 220, 220, 221, yeah. whatever it takes.
Ready.
But I mean, you
Maybe
know.
Better swing.
It's sad to see you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're sad to see you go. You did a good job.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's been, it's not the easiest call to walk away, and yet it's the right call, you know? I mean, things are really good here right now. There are a lot of things that are going to become apparent, I think, here in the near future, too. There's a tease. That make it even a better place to be. And it's been fun, and I get to work with you guys. I mean,
you're welcome.
The reason we're here right now, let's be honest, you got every great station has to have a tent pole. So think of yourselves as a tent pole.
Thanks, Dirt and Sprague.
There you go.
Now, wait. So what did you think? So you came in 2008.
Yeah.
Suk and I had been on the air together for about 3 years.
Maybe. Not quite, I think.
Be honest. What did you think of our show?
First time I heard you guys, I was like, what in the hell are these guys talking about? And why should I care?
But also,
and then
I think
got
I'm
it
awesome.
After a while, I started figuring it out. You know, I think it's one of those things. I remember... I can't remember who used to say this, but, you know, you got to listen for a week and then you'll get it, right? I didn't even have to listen a week, but I started to understand what separated you from a lot of other people that I had worked with over the years. And I thought you were perfect for this market. And I think the station reflects what, you know, this your style and reflects what this town wants from a sports station. We're not going to sit here and talk about any one team 25 different ways on a daily basis.
Thank God.
No, who wants to do that, right? I mean,
lots of people.
It's incredible.
Unfortunately,
well, I know, but
several.
I think it's incredibly freeing if you can talk about whatever you want, whether it's any of the major local sports brands or if something's fascinating in sports nationally or something that has nothing to do with sports. To me, that's the kind of job I would want to do every day.
Well, and I'm always careful about remembering stuff from 17 years ago, right? Like your memory. You remember what you want to remember.
Yes.
But I do remember briefly, like, when we first met, like, because we all...
We went to lunch.
Yeah, we went to lunch. I think we were at the... what was that place on McAdams? It's still there.
We went to Buffalo Gap.
Buffalo Gap.
Yeah.
We're sitting at the Buffalo Gap.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I remember having a conversation, and I do remember you saying something to the effect of, I don't necessarily get you guys, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, so I just want to listen for a bit. Mm-hmm. Before we said we'll circle back and we'll talk about it. And I do remember leaving that, appreciating that, because it was our fear is because at the time, you know, the idea of not taking calls, the idea of not leaning heavily into Blazers or local stuff was a bit like we took a lot of flack for that. So I do remember that meeting. And when you came back and said you got it, I remember feeling very relieved, because it's scary when you get a new boss in,
of course,
and you're not certain. And then 17 years later, that respect, I think, between the three of us just kept growing and growing and growing.
Yeah, and you know, I remember that. I had actually forgotten that, saying that at the time, but now that you say that, I remember. But
it just triggered you when you said at first you weren't quite certain. You being honest and saying that.
I think I always wanted to be the kind of boss that I liked working for, which is give me professional independence. If I prove that I deserve the leash and I'm still growing and I'm improving, get out of my way, let me do my thing. And I think that's kind of what I've tried to do here. Yeah. And, it, you know, you want to give, and then after you guys and we started building, we were putting new shows on the air. It was like, okay, this is closer work, a little closer scrutiny, it's coaching. But then again, get out of the way. If you hire the right people, they're going to grow, they're going to figure it out, and let them do their thing. Because I've seen some very hands-on people in this business before, and those aren't the kind of people you want to work for,
no.
in my opinion.
I don't think you'd have either of us here if we had that.
No, that's not a joke.
It's like, come on, man.
But I give you a lot of credit. I mean, like you said, you went from when the station was, I mean, dude, we were a laughing stock. I remember the first time the two of us beat KGON. We thought that was going to be a great thing, and it turned out we got punished for it. The head of programming on KGON came in and tried to pee on us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how bad this was. Like, we were like an AM in the closet, no one gives a rip, and when we do something good, it's looked at as, what the F are you guys doing? And now, you know, you have grown the station over the 17 years into an actual, real, functioning radio station where now we are no longer, we're in front and
I mean it's the collection of people and it started with you guys obviously, but it's built from there. But you're right, I mean we were they used to call us the little engine that could, remember?
Or the engine that couldn't.
Or the couldn't, yeah. I mean, and now, I mean, like, if you look at this as a measure of success, and I do, we've been a top five billing station in this market now for a few years in a row, and we keep going up.
And so, now you're walking away just when we've turned the corner.
I know.
You lazy sack.
Yeah. Well, you know, somebody's got to be that.
Who was your first hire?
Dusty.
Really?
Yeah.
Fan man.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I was in here talking to Dusty and Will just a little while ago. First hire and most recent hire.
Yeah. So, Will. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dusty, first hire. Will, the most recent.
Most recent, yeah.
And Will is turning out to be an all-star.
I like Will a lot.
He's excellent.
He's learning.
He's going to take Suk's job.
Well, that's what I keep hearing, but.
Or at least take his skin.
Murder me and wear my skin. I always thought that'd be swag with you, but it turns out not so fast.
It's, you know, the great thing is we've got people here who I think all kind of fit in this place and have the same kind of overall philosophy about, let's have some fun while we do this. Let's reflect the market. You know, we've talked about this before, whether it's Portland or the West Coast in general, there's just a different sensibility and a different, what's the word I'm looking for here? Just a way of looking at life. It's so different than the way sports radio sounds on the East Coast or parts of the Midwest. And I really enjoy being in Portland and being at the Fan. And I think the people who work here do too. And it would be really difficult to go to another market where it's all, you know, angry guy radio. Yeah. And you're talking about the same team 25 different ways. And you got callers coming on and lighting other people up. And that's not
boring
to me.
Yeah. Do you think that is antiquated? Or do you think that
I do. I remember we used to judge the measure of success, and this was in another market, but we'd be given high fives in the hallway. Hey, we took 85 calls today. You know, that was
how, Jesus.
But that was when sports radio was in its infancy. I mean, yeah, we're talking the 90s.
You've seen the kind of the evolution. You were there at the beginning and kind of now moved into an entirely different world of it.
But you think in those major markets like that, or just maybe a little bit more sportsy markets, do you think sports radio will shift?
It already has to some degree, less of the phone calls being taken. But I mean, today I read a column by a guy who thought that phone calls were still necessary. You just had to do a really good job of coaching the callers as a producer, right?
Well, that was
already the case. Yeah, that doesn't change anything to me. We already did it that way.
Yeah, it's not that we didn't want to take calls. It's that if you're going to take calls, you have to prepare the caller and it's got to fit into the show, and you can do that. There's a lot of work you have to do behind the scenes in order to put that on the air. And we didn't have anybody to do that.
Right.
So then it became a free for all and it's, you know, that's worthless. Who wants that?
We heard from a lot of people who are like, I don't care what Joe Bob in whatever town has to say. I'm tuning in to listen to Isaac and Suk or Danny and Dusty or listening to Dirt and Sprague. That's why they're listening. And we had maybe two or three regular callers who were not happy about it. But, you know, with previous hosts, too, I'm sure you heard this before. Sometimes those guys would get on and just bloviate for 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just not, you know, go get a podcast.
Kermit used to take calls for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just talk to the same guy for 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sorry. You know what? At the time, great. But now that's not what people want.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, there's too many options.
I mean, it's the you know, that's the Feinbaum model, and you know, again, it's this thousand different ways to skin a cat. But I'm glad that we are not forced to go down that. And that was one of the things I always I tip my cat. I think we've all have evolved. I mean, I think as you've gone through 20 years, what's the biggest change you've seen from when you started versus now when you're walking out of here?
Well, we're just, you know, it's a cliche, but we're a multi-platform station now. It used to be what's coming out of the speaker, and that was it. Yeah. Now we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on YouTube. I mean, it's, you know, Twitch, and it's all that. So you got to live where your listeners live, and then try to be as interesting as possible every day when you come in here on all those platforms. That's the biggest change.
Well, I would like to say you are supportive and you are steady. And it's greatly appreciated.
Well, feeling's mutual.
You did a great job. You were a great leader, and the station is going to be worse off with you gone. I mean, you did a great job.
I don't know about that. I think I teased it before, but there's some really great stuff coming for the fan. I think it's going to be even better. It's actually, you know, having been here 17 years, it's a great time to get, you know, the proverbial fresh set of eyes and ears in here. And, you know, maybe make some changes. That's one thing I learned early on was if you don't change and evolve, you're going to be irrelevant. I saw some veterans when I first got into radio who washed out, went from like sportscaster of the year to out on, you know, on the streets because they wouldn't change.
Yeah.
Well, let the fan change.
Well, you have an hour and 45 minutes left still. I mean, you could make some changes.
There is time. I think Will's probably still around here somewhere. I think he lives in the basement. He's like the fan of the opera.
Klondike Will Ortner.
He doesn't go anywhere.
That's right.
Well, and I think about, too, like how many people have come along over the years, different stations that launched and said, well, you're going to be out of business in 2 weeks. And, you know, I just all that noise that's come. And we had so many people that would come in and try to attack us. And I do remember, again, going back to what Rob said, you were a steady hand. I was like a baseball manager, right? You sets the tone for the clubhouse. And I thought you always set a great tone, and you've always had my respect of the utmost.
Well, thank you. I mean, it was two things. One, it was you guys and all the others who create the content on the station. But we also had some great salespeople and sales managers, too. You can do all the great radio you want, but if you don't have people who are out there humping it every day, trying to make the money for you, I could say that.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm out of here.
He's short.
But no, I mean, you know, it's
hour and a half.
You gotta have the revenue coming in too. And that's why we were able to become why we are where we are now. So
take that, FMs.
Suck it.
Well, what's the plan? What's your life going to be like now? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Well, I think we're going back east, because it pencils out as a retiree, not getting your retirement income tax, having to downsize and buy another house, all those things that go with it, you know.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I'm going back probably to North Carolina where I grew up, and the family likes it there too. All things being equal, we probably would have stayed in the Northwest because we love it here, but we'll still come back.
Back to the roots.
I can see you there on keeping score on the third baseline of a Durham Bulls game.
Hell yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of options in that area. So much college sports, some professional sports. We're looking at areas of Virginia too, frankly, but it's there. There's so much to do in a small radius from a sports fan standpoint, and I won't have to work on Saturdays anymore. First time in 31 years.
Mm. Getting that big Walmart greeter job, are you? You're gonna be wearing
Walmart. Yes. May I see your receipt?
Could be wearing that vest.
You need to be a starter at a golf course.
I could see.
Or a marshal.
Yeah. A marshal.
Because then you get free golf.
Hey, you guys, stop monkeying around.
Yeah, you don't get paid, but you do get free golf. My dad did that when he shut it down. He went and just worked a couple days a week at a golf course simply to play free golf.
I'm not planning to do anything in the workplace.
For you.
Sorry.
Just done.
I'm done.
Well deserved.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, hey, man. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
You leave behind a great radio station, and so hopefully.
Thank you, Buck.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
Well,
you know. Hired me twice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, you hired Buck twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I left for TV and I came back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. He left and then he was a house husband for a little bit. And then he was sitting on the sidelines. And
wow.
That was when Lynch left us. And then we needed. Yeah. You know, you've hired several producers for this program. We've been through a lot of those.
Well, I didn't fire Mike, of course. Mike went over and did, as did Travis. Great Blazers. Things for the Blazers.
That's know? Right.
Look at the people. I mean,
oh my God.
That
yeah.
high school football broadcast we had, Demers doing play by play. We had guys like Brett Elliott and Andrew Nemec doing color. Swag was doing the halftime show. Dusty was on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of people come
now
through.
Look you where they are. It's great.
Like Scott Masteller, you know, was here and
he's
went
like
on.
A, my boss the first time.
He's like a programming legend.
Yep.
He is.
Colin Cowherd, if the, some people may not know, Colin Cowherd was here.
Yeah.
John Lund, and Ian Furness,
Ian,
Dave Shore,
Bill Jackson.
Yep.
I'm trying to think. Kermit Washington.
Michael Thompson,
the
of course.
Late Dream. Michael Thompson.
Yep.
The late Dreamweaver.
Yes. Well, and a lot of the people that are on other stations here in the market still. In fact, most of them started here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of them started. Oh, I think almost everyone.
Gavin was here, right?
Gavin.
And,
Chad.
He's in Dallas.
Yeah.
Chad.
Yeah. We've had a lot. We've been fortunate. I mean, there has been a lot of talent through this station over the years. We're really lucky.
And we're kind of the ones that are just, we're
still here.
Still here.
Holding it up.
Yeah.
Doing a great job.
Well,
Rob,
man.
The old tentpole Isaac Roth.
I'll still be listening, by the way.
Why?
You know, why? Because I want to. That's the thing. If I didn't like listening to my station, I shouldn't have a job.
I bet he's listening on their app that he's always telling us about.
Yeah.
I will say you did listen to the station.
That's the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had PDs that did not.
Yes.
Well,
just people in general.
Job.
So yeah, it was always when you would chime in with something, like, oh, damn.
He's listening.
Dude's listening. Kept us on our toes. Like, or we say something, we're like, I hope the boss isn't listening to that one. Like,
No, and you know what? I experienced this too, but everybody out there knows it. There's nothing worse than the commute in this town. And even if there's nothing, you know, don't think that what you're doing here isn't doing a public service, because it really, you know, people have a bad day. They have a crappy boss. They're having a fight with a wife. The commute sucks. They get to listen to us and we make their lives better. And I think that's a public service.
That's what we're here for. Yeah. Well, you did a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you.
Enjoy the time.
And to you.
Jeff Austin, program director at The Fan after 17 years, is dead.
Tip of the cap. Well, we killed a lot of people on this program over the years. So I think we make a report next week that Jeff has died in a tragic, tragic school bus accident on his way back to Durham,
Zoo
North Carolina.
Accident.
There you go.
Yeah, it's got to be an animal.
tiger
uprising.
Yeah. Mike Parker was here, too.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
Yeah,
Mike's great.
We're leaving out a lot at Mark Amazon. We're leaving out a lot. There were a lot of names.
There's so many, you're not going to get them all. That's the thing. And I know I'm leaving
cool
somebody
history.
Out. But,
cool history. All right, well, good luck to you. Thank you for coming on. Who will be the new PD at The Fan? Who knows?
Ooh.
Stay tuned to find out.
We're doing some sort of contest.
We might.
Yeah. Survivor.
I mean, Lord knows.
Hunt for the PD.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait for the new boss to tell Isaac what to do for the first time. And then we all get surprised when Rob doesn't do it.
All right. We'll start the show next on The Fan. Hello, friends.
Ahoy, friends.
God.
I may start. I may change it up from ahoy, hoy to just ahoy, friends.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
I just... This music, if I was ever...
I want that.
If I was ever in some sort of rage, which, how could that happen? I'm going to develop an app for when you're for ladies, that when the husband starts losing his S over something, you just hit a button on your phone and this just starts... just instantly.
Mm.
You just hit one button. There's just a big master's button in the middle of your phone. You hit it and this starts playing with... And then whatever name. So if your husband's Joe... Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
And then this starts, it's immediately going to calm him down. Is it not?
So what if I, no, I think you're right.
Don't we all feel better right now?
What if I open the show with, what to do, friends?
It just works.
And you're, ahoy, friend.
Ahoy, friend.
Is that a little too much?
We're inviting everyone in. We're putting our arms around them. We're giving them a necktie for some unknown reason, because why not?
Come on, man.
It just occurred to me, and it probably is not a new thought, that this should be like an alarm clock wake-up tone. This is kind of the perfect way to start the day.
Yeah.
Boy, that's
really
true,
is.
Too.
I mean, I'm sure I'm not the first person who thought of this, but I just kind of thought of it now.
I have never thought of that, and now I want to. Hey, do you have the standard iPhone alarm?
I don't set an alarm.
I do.
Oh, you don't set an alarm?
If I have to set an alarm, like if I have to get up super early, I just do the... Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that thing...
It's annoying.
It is the worst effing sound in the world. And it's funny you said that. I literally had that thought today. I'm not feeling the best. I'm a little under the weather. So, when I don't feel well, I just take a bunch of NyQuil and maybe some other things. So I just drug myself and I pass out. So it takes me a little bit to wake up. And the lady's out of town, so I just set an alarm because I got to wake up, got to get the dog, kind of get my day going a little bit. And that effing alarm went off this morning. And normally I don't use when I just wake up on my own, but I set the alarm. And I just, that, the sound of that stupid iPhone alarm is like a top three annoying sound on the planet. And why aren't I waking up now? Thank you, Ryan Buckley. Why aren't I waking up?
I think it can be engineered.
To the masters.
Yeah. Well, make it happen. I don't know. Do it.
Yeah. I'm not
You can
very...
put music on your...
right?
Mean, yeah. It's so easy.
I just need to...
You just got to download the song.
Is that on Spotify? Where do I find the masters theme?
Good question.
Maybe you have to get it from Buckley there.
I need something.
We are a radio station. I mean, maybe our... Maybe we have the technology.
Look, don't get into this.
Should I? Do I have a case of the supposed this here?
Yeah, we've been doing this for 20 years. You know how many times that we've said we're a radio station, we should be able to do something with audio? You do have a case of the supposed this, and I don't like it.
Well, anyway, this Masters leaderboard, guys. What? So there's mine.
This is yours? This is what you wake up to?
Yeah, walk this way.
Oh.
I was playing that for you, but... It went off.
That's how you...
Aerosmith, Walk This Way?
Yeah.
Boy, that's how you wake up in the morning?
I'm telling you.
Well, I don't...
What a move!
I don't set an alarm, but if I do...
It's Aerosmith?
It's that.
Yeah. Wow!
And that's mainly because I don't really know how to change it. Or, well, I know how to change it, but when I do change it, it never really changes.
That's a bit of an upset.
I don't know why. So, it's just a song on my phone, and it just plays.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
I think it plays because Aerosmith is like the first... It's like the first song.
Artist with A-E.
Yeah.
I'm just blown away. Of all the songs that you, Isaac Rop, could have, I was thinking something with Christopher Cross, maybe some sort of Key Largo, The Carpenters. How about Juliet? The hills are alive with the sound of Rop. And you go with Walk This Way?
Yeah. That's what I got.
What this, a weird way to
right
wake
here.
Up.
That's the one you use?
This is the stupid iPhone alarm.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, the... Oh, great. Now I silenced it, and I didn't mean to silence it.
I know.
It.
We don't know how these phones work.
Yeah, it's just like... It's like...
Did I also catch earlier, Isaac, do you have a text message alert that is a golf swing? Like a whoosh?
No. Oh. I'm silent.
Oh, I thought... So maybe you just had the Masters on, and I heard a golf swing. But I heard a golf swing come from your phone.
Oh, I was probably watching
them. Yeah.
Watching
I thought it. That was like your cheeky text alert. Mm.
That'd be kind of cool, but I don't like sounds on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sound is radial is the default,
and it's not good
right here.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And I don't know why I haven't changed it. It makes me want to punch something in the face.
Well, why do you do it?
I don't know. I don't
change
even,
it.
I don't use it very often. Like I said, most of the time I just wake up. But when it does go off, it's like it puts me in the worst mood, and it made me think about it because I woke up today being like. Effing alarm. And then Buck came in with the Masters, which a good producer who's paying attention right now would be playing the Masters.
Well, he did.
Just
the
now.
The song ran out. You want it again?
I need it one more time because I need to be calmed down from the radio. Listen to that. See, getting ready.
We're doing great.
And it fades in. Why am I not waking up to this?
It's hot, guys.
The YouTube says that one person says, my alarm is Sook screaming about flags and trucks.
Flags,
yeah,
trucks,
flag!
Yeah!
America, yeah!
Yeah, flags! America, yeah!
Trucks, balls, yeah!
Fat, uneducated, beer, man! Screw the learned people, no!
What a remix.
What a way to wake up.
You imagine it now. Is that person, are you married? You got a girlfriend? I'm hoping you're single, because I'm not certain your sweetie wants to wake up to that sound.
I'm looking at this leaderboard,
flags!
Guys.
America, F yeah. It is a great leaderboard. I told you, you dumb bitch. That needs to be the wake-up call.
Here's your text alert.
I'm telling you, like, that may be, if we're doing a new drop back bracket, that may be my favorite that I've put out there.
We won the nutty!
This weekend.
I told you, you dumb bitch.
Oh, my God, stop. Jesus. Hell, this little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid.
Good thing that we don't have a boss anymore. Nuts to you, Baton Rouge.
Yeah, what are we going to do next week?
I don't know.
In between bosses.
Yeah.
All hell's going
to
break.
Are we basically just free to do whatever we want?
Bodies fall out of Hershes.
Start drinking on air? That's never happened.
Well, anyway.
Back to the leaderboard. It's a great leaderboard.
It's shaping up to be one hell of a weekend.
Yes, it is.
And we'll tell you. See, now we have to break. We'll tell you about it next. Here's
goodbye.
Here's
friends.
Dip S.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I feel that what about this for a...
I'm getting so emotional right now. You guys are going to make me catch all this feelings.
What about this for a wake-up song?
Only in the fall, though. You can't have this in spring.
Right. Maybe Master Spring this in the fall.
I like it. Kind of like a... listening to the daylight savings time sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Fans going
crazy. So then summer, you got to do what? Center field?
Oh, that could work. Center field is a great tune.
Yeah.
So what's the winter song? What's the winter sports song?
Well, then, are we looking at, let me think about that.
Round ball rock?
You could do the good old hockey game. You don't know that song, but... You should go find, Buckley, you should go find Stompin' Tom Connors doing the good old hockey game.
I can find that.
What if you did Boys of Fall up until Super Bowl, and then...
Gee, the Super Bowl shuffle?
Then you did the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, one shiny moment.
And we'll do that, or one shiny moment, yeah. And then you could do that till the Masters theme.
Yeah.
And then you could do the Masters theme to center field. And then you can do center field to cool. Boys of Fall.
I like where we're going with this.
God.
We've solved
how good
the,
are we?
We've solved the calendar.
We've given every sports fan the perfect seasonal alarm clock.
We've talked, we're 41 minutes into this program and we've talked nothing of merit, but we've solved your alarm sports problem.
We don't need a boss, really.
No.
I think is the what we're learning.
There's no
these last two segments proof of that.
There's no barriers here.
The boss literally just walked out the door and we have not spoken of sport.
No.
Once.
Although, to be fair, the odds
actually,
are...
Actually, I was trying.
That could... Were you?
Yeah. I was trying to get to the leaderboard of the Masters.
Yeah, it didn't
Buck
work.
Wouldn't let me.
Buck?
You got another thing coming!
Yeah, Mr. Walk This Way over here kicked us all off.
That is true. You started this with
rockin'
your Walk This Way.
To the door!
Well...
Can we focus?
It's going to be a great weekend.
It is.
Here is what you have, okay? And they're still playing, by the way.
Yeah.
There's Thomas and Scheffler are still out on 17 right now. But you've got Justin Rose did not run away from the pack today. He only shot a 1-under par 71.
Yes.
He is 8-under. He has also, by 4 rounds of golf... He has the most rounds with the lead or co-lead as a non-winner ever at in the Masters.
Oh, so we're seeing a pattern here.
He has now led or co-led the Masters 9 times and never won. Next best is 5.
It's not good.
So he's still leading. He is at 8. Mm-hmm. Bryson DeChambeau went 4-under. He is at 7-under now.
And dude, the people love the doucher. This is a monumental comeback for that guy. Did you hear any of his interviews?
No.
That guy's out there laughing and smiling and having a grand old time.
He was on the range till like 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah, dude, he's signing autographs for people. Looks like he's having a great time. You look at him and you look at Rory, and one of those guys is feeling some pressure, and it's not the doucher.
Well, the doucher's filthy rich. I mean, why wouldn't he have a great time?
Well, I think Rory's filthy rich, too, but...
Yeah, but DeChambeau's another level. Dude, that guy got like...
$250?
I think they gave him $250 million.
Yeah.
Billion!
And I think that's tax-free.
McIlroy, round of the day.
Yeah.
66. He is back.
Can you, 6-under, 2 off the lead. Can you imagine if he just hadn't S'd the bed on 15?
He'd be, 10-under?
Yeah, at least.
Is that right? Because he had 2 doubles.
Was he, I think he was 4-under going into 15, had the 2 doubles to get to even. So, yeah, he'd be at 10-under.
Yeah, he'd be at 10-under.
He'd be just parred out.
Yeah. But he's right there. He's two back. Corey Connors, six under. Tyrrell Hatton's still out there. He's six under. And then you have...
the rookie.
The kid, McCarty, the lefty. He's five under. Shane Lowry, Scotty Scheffler, five under. And then a group at four under has Victor Hovland and Jason Day.
And I think Scheffler's still out there too, right? I think he's on 17.
Yeah, they're on, like I said, they're on 17.
And Day's actually gotten to five under now as well.
And then lurking, so keep going down the leaderboard, you got Oberg, Matsuyama, Morikawa, Shoffley had a good round today, Fleetwood. I mean, dude, all of the studs, pretty much all of the studs, are within five shots of the lead.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
Former winner Patrick Reed.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, this is...
this weekend is going to be awesome.
If you are a TV exec, you are very, very stoked that you have these names at the top of the board.
And you want... I mean, for all those years of the Tiger-Phil rivalry, we never really saw Tiger v. Phil.
No.
Like, it just didn't happen.
No.
We still have yet to see Rory v. Scheffler.
Yeah.
With a, and, you know, you could throw DeChambeau in there, too.
Side of DeChambeau with the whole live thing, right?
Yeah. So if you got those three bros still at the top of the leaderboard battling it out on Sunday.
If you could get two of those three in the final group, that would be killer.
But I still think...
It's going to be awesome regardless.
I think the big one is Rory v. Scheffler.
Yeah, well, Scheffler trying to go three of four, right, back to back. Rory never having won one, trying to complete the career. I mean, that's...
We haven't seen it yet.
No.
Have we seen them go toe-to-toe down the stretch of a tournament yet?
I don't know that we have.
Not that I remember. So no offense to DeChambeau, who has really become... Look, this is a major turnaround. Like, watching the coverage, dude, that guy is a rock star out there. He might be... I mean, there was a... I don't know if you saw, the Masters coverage, you know, after hole 10, you can watch whatever group you want on any hole. But before that, you have to be in one of the feature groups. And they did not put DeChambeau in one of the feature groups. And there was like an online mutiny today with people pissed that they couldn't watch this guy.
I got to tell you, I haven't seen many of his shots. I've watched golf all day for the last 2 days. I have not seen many of his shots.
No, and people are pissed. And they're like, you can make an argument that he is one of, if not the most popular golfer right now. Including some of the, even though he's like out of sight, out of mind with all the live stuff, people want to see that guy. And people were pissed today that he was not one of the featured players.
Is there any chance that is intentional because of the live thing?
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
No question.
Huh.
Yeah.
Then
it'll be tough if he's in a final group then.
Well, then you just got to,
They'll roll with it. But, you know, it's definitely a, I think there's definitely some of that with the traditional coverage.
By the way, can I give a shout out to my man Nick Dunlap?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I would like to promote the fact that Nick Dunlap, who we made fun of yesterday for shooting 90.
Yeah.
But we lauded for no three putts.
Yeah. That's right. He shot a 90 with no three putts, which actually makes the 90 worse.
Yeah.
But at least he didn't three putt.
Yeah.
He shot a 71 today.
Yes.
The kid
still
finishes last. But he went under par.
Not as last.
It wasn't the worst round today by far.
No. The worst round today, I'm looking.
I think it was Angel Cabrera.
What'd he fire?
He fired an 80. And if you don't know, he's out of jail now from beating his girlfriends and wives.
Cam Young went 7 over. Yeah, Angel Cabrera, 8 over.
Cabrera,
looks like the
8
worst.
Over.
Masters champion out there, Angel Cabrera. He's like, you know what? I'm out of prison. I'm playing. Yeah, he shot an 80. I think he was the worst.
What happened to Cam Young? And what happened to Cam Smith? He shot a 78.
Well, it happens. It's not good. Bless you.
Thank you.
Scheffler into the woods on 18.
Ooh, that's deep in there, too.
Well, did you see the one where he hit it into the bushes and it kicked out?
Well, that was Rory.
Earlier today?
No, that was Scheffler, and then he chipped
in. Oh, then they both did, because Rory had one earlier.
Rory did
very
it on
12.
It was the same shot then. I didn't see Scheffler's first shot, but I saw him chip in. Rory did the exact same
thing.
It went into the azaleas and popped right out of there.
Yeah, it honestly, when I was watching that, it looked like there was someone hiding in the bushes.
And tossed it out.
I was like, all right. I mean, he shanked one in there, and they were like, oh, he's looking at double. And then it just came, here you go. Like, hit a stump or something in there and fired it out of the azaleas.
Well, it is a hill.
And then he chipped in.
Yeah, he chipped in. Roy did the same exact thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, this weekend is going to be legit.
Mm-hmm.
at the Masters with that leaderboard.
Saddle up on the couch.
Is there really a LeBron Barbie? I'm told there is.
Oh, there is.
And he's wearing a bikini.
You haven't seen all the other the dolls that people are now like putting out?
No.
It started a whole thing. It's actually kind of funny.
Did you see the new John Morant one? G.I. Joe?
Yeah. There's the internet is undefeated, and once because LeBron's is real.
Yeah.
And now everyone's putting out their own.
Oh, dear.
Thanks to AI.
Yeah, thanks to AI, and some of them are amazing.
We'll be right back on The Fan.
That's called the praying to Jesus shot.
Man.
Watch him hit is something ridiculous.
Well, if he goes on to win the tournament,
this will be
an iconic moment.
Well, like, can you just take an unplayable lie? Is that just
you can? Doesn't want to though. he doesn't want to lose a shot. Yeah. He wants to just try to. Looks like he's going to try to. Oh, maybe not.
What are they doing?
Well, he's maybe talking about where to drop.
Yeah, yeah. I think he might be doing.
He might be getting out of there.
I mean, I don't know how you. Nah, you swing from there.
It was like Dorf on golf.
Yeah. He needs to get that gnome that was in the azaleas that kicked his ball out the other time. Get that guy back there. Or use the old patented foot wedge. Hey, look over there. Whoop. Great bounce.
Well, I guess LeBron has a Barbie now.
Yes. Well, it's a Ken.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's like cross-dress. He cross-dresses. LeBron. And I think that's odd. Do they do this with other celebrities and sports figures?
I believe they said he's the first one.
This is the first?
I'm not aware of.
What are they doing here? What's going on? What do we got?
I don't know.
Tell me.
He said, as a young kid, I was fortunate to have role models who not only inspired me, but also showed me what's possible through hard work and dedication. So he wants young boys to play with dolls to feel uplifted.
I saw this statement that said LeBron is the first ever male athlete to receive a Barbie Ken Bassiter doll. Yeah. Barbie says that they are, quote, recognizing his positive impact on culture, style, and community.
Yeah, because he's not in basketball gear. He's like in streetwear. He's wearing a fanny pack.
He's got a fanny pack across his chest.
He's got a Letterman jacket that says just a kid from Akron on it.
Oh, my God. What do you got to pay to get LeBron Barbie?
I'm guessing, Barbie dolls are probably, $20, right?
I don't know. Tell me.
When's the last time I bought a Barbie doll?
Last week?
That's a couple months?
They got his beard right.
That's a My Little Pony. Does he have the bald spot?
Wearing a hat.
Oh, I'm sure you can take the hat off, right?
I don't know.
He wasn't going to let him do a Barbie with his bald dome.
No way.
No. They should have one where, you can change the level of baldness based on his his procedure.
He's carrying a pair of Beats headphones.
Yeah. God. Looks like Barbies are about anywhere from 20 to 25 bucks, depending on which one you're getting. So I'm assuming he's going to be in that range.
That a little high?
I don't know, man.
A little high for the kids?
Well, I mean, people have action figures, so.
I know, but are they $25?
You're barking up the wrong tree here. I don't know.
I mean, you can buy a couple packs of cigarettes, can't you? For that?
Cigarettes are expensive.
I just did a quick Google, and it is, take a guess how much the LeBron Barbie will run you.
Well, I don't know, $24.99?
Is it more expensive? Higher.
$31.99.
Higher.
$66.99.
Higher.
What?
What?
That's right.
$99.99?
Lower than that. Mattel retail price, $75.
Oh, kiss my ass.
You've got to be kidding me.
That's what the New York Times says.
No one's buying that. Who is buying a LeBron James $75 Barbie doll?
LeBron fanboys?
God. I guess. Can't be a real thing, can it?
Sounds like it.
Dude, that's unbelievable.
They won't sell one of those.
They'll sell
Not
one.
They'll one. Sell Except one. LeBron's wife will buy one.
They'll LeBron sell. Will buy all of them to make it sound like they sold out.
Well, I just, who is that for? I mean, I know they have the McFarlane does the sport figures. And remember the old starting lineups when we were kids? I remember those.
Yeah.
Bobbleheads, but you're asking kids or I'm assuming this is grown men. No kid is asking for a LeBron James Barbie doll, right? So this is a grown man.
No, you'd be
asking
for his shoes or something, or a poster or something.
Yeah. This is a grown man sort of thing. You're buying this and you're putting it on your shelf. But it's now led a bunch of people to make their own Barbie dolls with AIs.
Yeah.
And they're doing them for for different athletes. They're doing them for fans. And
the best one?
Some of the stuff is fantastic.
The best one is G.I. Joe. That's the best one I saw, where they made Jaw G.I. Joe. They got his whole arsenal with him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's finger pointing his guns, and he's got a handgun, a grenade, and like an M16.
I bet you Curry would have a pretty cool doll. Like, that you could make a good Curry doll.
Yeah, you could probably do something like that.
The San Francisco Giants are so meh, they have a Steph Curry bobblehead night this year.
Really?
Stephen Curry in a Giants jersey.
Yeah, why not?
Wow.
And they've done one. They did one with like an Alabama fan. They did one with Barry Switzer. Barry Switzer's was pretty good.
What's he doing?
Barry Switzer was sitting there and he had like 3 national championship rings, like a 12-pack of Bud Light, a pack of Marlboros.
Offering a kid a bag of cash.
Yeah. You know, they were just like, there were all kinds of different ones rolling in. They had some ones like they were doing like Alabama fan, you know, they just people taking shots at different fan bases and different guys with their
this
own.
This is why
parties.
The internet is great.
Yes.
Things like this.
Yes. But it is weird that, like, I'm sure they're paying him a good chunk of money, but like doesn't LeBron know that this is just going to be roundly mocked? Like, by everybody.
Oh, I don't think
so. I think he's thinking bigger than that. To him, it makes him a bigger part of the mainstream and, like, outside of basketball stuff. It grows his brand.
The Switzer one's great.
Well, and you know Barry Switzer, you know, the legend of the fur coat, right?
No.
So, who was the quarterback? The quarterback that won a national championship with him and then ended up going to prison. He wrote a book. It's a really, really good book. I encourage you to... Thompson, maybe? I forget, but there's a really good book about this guy's time at Oklahoma.
Charles Thompson.
Yeah. They won a national title there with Switzer. And
what did he go to prison for?
Drugs. But he won a national title with Barry Switzer. And in the book, he talks about how, Barry Switzer had this mink coat, this baller mink coat, and he would let different players wear it. And if you got to wear Barry Switzer's mink coat, like, that meant you were doing something special. So in the Barry Switzer AI doll, he's wearing the
nice.
Mink coat. Yeah.
Nice.
And here's the other one. They made him with the Marlboros, the national title rings, and the Bush Light on these. There's a ton of these that are just really, really well done.
I think Buckley needs a Barbie.
What would we have?
Like a Ken Bassiter doll like LeBron has?
I think he would have his slip of first round leader bets.
Ooh, I like that.
Nice, yeah.
You know?
That's pretty good.
There'd be like a kid hanging on one ankle or something like that.
I want Turkish bathhouse.
Ooh, yeah.
Ryan Buckley.
That's the supplemental set. You have to buy that extra.
Yeah. By the way, do you know Buck almost hit a second round leader bet today?
I wouldn't say almost. Far from it.
It was close. He had Sung J.M.
Oh.
But multiple guys got to 6 under today.
And
right?
He had a great round.
He did, but he bogeyed.
Faded at the end.
He bogeyed a couple at the end.
Yeah.
Or else Buck was going to hit it at plus 8,000. Second round leader.
Buckley's doll definitely would have some sort of betting slips. Baker Mayfield's comes with a beard trimmer and
a mattress.
And a pack of Zyn.
I was wondering about Zyn. Is Zyn, do you ever?
Yeah.
You do?
Sometimes.
Does it give you the same high as...
Yes.
As tobacco?
Yeah.
They just took all the tobacco out of the tobacco.
Yeah.
But it's
just
this,
the nicotine.
But it's not a lesser high.
No.
It can get you buzzed?
Yeah, 100%.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I've never bought a Zyn, but if I'm out and about at a bar and someone, or we're out on a golf course or whatever, and someone breaks one out, yeah, you better believe I'm like, why don't we throw one of those this way?
Yeah, I had a couple golfing for the first time ever over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the moment you put one in, you will get that immediate, hey,
you get a little bit
is.
Of a little okay. bit of a kick and a head buzz.
Yeah. Because we always like, that's the one thing that we, if you played football, you chewed because it would wake you up. When you're sitting there in 2-a-days, you can't stay awake during meetings. It's just, you're just sitting there and the lights are off. And so everyone would put, at BYU, we couldn't dip. And so everyone used the pouches. The little skull patches or whatever, because you couldn't have spitters, everyone would get mad. And so these are just like that. And so it's like, oh, taking me back to the good old days.
So they've got that with Baker?
Yeah. Baker is the definition of a Zyn bro.
You know who the big Zyn bro is around these parts?
Dan Lanning.
That's right.
Yeah. By the way, I think he I think it was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I think he turned 38. And yes, Dan Lanning 100% runs on. Runs on Zinn.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
All right, let's take a break, okay? We have more segments to talk about this crap.
Do we?
Yeah, I've got the new NFL season as proposed by Warren Sharp. It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
And an SEC quarterback who wants to renegotiate his NIL.
Yeah. I'd like to know that we've officially crossed the holdout phase of NIL deals. Yeah. This douche.
So we'll get to those items coming up on The Fan.